This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. 10th day of Dasain celebrated as Vijaya Dasami by receiving Tika and Jamara from elders. Prime Minister Sushila Kaki visits homes of the families of those who lost their lives during Gen Z movement. Vehicle movement on BP Highway prohibited at night from today until October 7. And at least 45 people killed in Israeli strikes across Gaza since dawn. Now the news in detail. The 10th day of Dasain, Vijaya Dasami, is being celebrated nationwide by receiving Tika and Jamara from elders today. Receiving Tika and Jamara from elders symbolize blessings, prosperity and the triumph of good over evil. The day is considered as the most significant day of the 15-day-long Dasain festival. The Panchanga Determination Committee set 11:53 a.m. as the auspicious time for Tika, though the entire day is suitable. Committee Chair Professor Shambhu Prasad Thakal said state leaders followed the exact time, but the public could receive Tika any time. Prepared from offerings after Ghatasthapana, Tika is given with yellow jamara for well-being following rituals like Abhishek with Kalas water. Traditionally, the recipient faces east and the giver west. Tika can be received until Kojagrath Purnima, if missed today. Meanwhile, Ravan's birth was celebrated today in Motihani of Mohottari with the symbolic slaying of a 10-headed Ravan effigy near the Durga temple, marking Lord Ram's victory. Rooted in Treta Yuga legend, the ritual holds deep significance in Sita's homeland, Mithila. The effigy will be immersed in a river tomorrow with a musical procession. President Ramchandra Paudel received Tika from Prest Arjun Adhikari and Devraj Aryal at the auspicious hour of 11:53 a.m. today on the occasion of Vijaya Dasami. Information officer at the Sheetal Nivas, Archana Kharga, said President Paudel received Tika at the President's office, Sheetal Nivas. After receiving Tika from Prest, President Paudel bestowed Tika to the First Lady Savita Paudel and other family members. New Kumari, the living goddess Aryatara, has paid homage to Taleju Bhavani today. It is believed that the living goddess would receive divine power after paying homage to Taleju Bhavani. Coordinator of Kumari Ghar Management Committee, Gautam Shakya, said Kumari Aryatara was taken to Taleju from Basantapur West Kumari Ghar visiting Bhairav and Ganesh temples. Prime Minister Sushila Karki paid a visit today to homes of the families of those who lost their lives during the Gen Z movement to meet with them and offer condolences. Prime Minister Karki visited the residence of Saurav Kumar Shrestha in Banasthali, Ward No. 16 of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, the home of Kanchi Nagarkoti in Swambu, Nagarjun, Ward No. 3, and the residence of Budhi Bahadur Tamang in Maitri Nagar, of Kritipur Ward No. 2. During the visit, Prime Minister Karki reaffirmed her commitment to fulfilling the dreams of the Gen Z movement martyrs and assured their sacrifices won't be in vain. The Prime Minister promised the government support to the families and encouraged them to reach out if they face any difficulties. During the visit, families shared their concerns with Minister Jagadish Khorel and said the Prime Minister's personal presence brought them relief and a sense of government support. Starting today, vehicular movement during nighttime hours has been restricted on the BP Highway. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority imposed the restriction following forecast of heavy rainfall and high risk of floods and landslides. Today's meeting of the District Disaster Management Committee of Kabre Palanchok decided to hold all non-essential vehicle operations on the highway until the night of 7th of October in view of potential risks. The committee has specified that vehicles should not operate between 5 p.m. and 5 a.m. According to Umesh Thakal, coordinator of the committee and chief district officer, the restriction applies to the road section from Kabre Bhanjang in Dhulikhel to Nepal Thok on the Bhakunde Sindoli border. With the monsoon still active and ongoing flood and landslide risks on BP Highway, the committee has imposed a restriction to reduce danger and urge public caution. Previously, vehicle movement was also halted for 15 days starting September 1st due to similar risks. Two persons died and 13 others were injured in a road accident at Giribandhu Tea Estate of Birthamod Municipality 6 in Jhapa District today. District Police Spokesperson Khagendra Bahadur Kharka identified the deceased as 46-year-old Dinesh Kumar Bhattrai from Itahari 11 and 42-year-old Raj Kumar Chaudhary from Rangeli 2. A Sagarmatha Yatayat passenger bus travelling from Biratnagar to Kakadabhitta was involved in the accident. All injured are being treated at BNC Hospital. Chaudhary was the driver's assistant and police are searching for the missing driver. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सबै ताक यही पाए जहाँ जाऊ कनेक्टेड रहनुस् इन्टरनेटमा सब गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14=# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Ghishing has inspected and monitored BP Highway and the Mid Hill Highway along with surrounding roads and bridges, overseeing Urban Development and Energy Ministries as well. The minister also reviewed damages in Kabre Palanchok, Sindhuli and Ramechhap and urged prompt action, according to the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 45 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli strikes across Gaza since dawn, as Israel issued a final warning for tens of thousands in Gaza City to evacuate or face the full force of its assault. According to Al Jazeera, among those Palestinians killed on Thursday were 13 aid seekers in the southern Gaza Strip. The Israeli military was ordering people to leave, then chasing them on the coastal route south with military choppers, drones and tanks, creating mayhem and panic. Defense Minister Israel Katz wrote on X on Wednesday that anyone who stayed would be considered terrorist and terror supporters. Continuous bombardment has devastated Gaza City, the territory's largest urban center, killing dozens daily, destroying homes and schools, and forcing tens of thousands of Palestinians to flee south, often facing attacks along the way. United States lawmakers have failed to make progress on ending the partial shutdown of the federal government, with Republicans and Democrats blocking rival stopgap spending bills for a second straight day. According to Al Jazeera, the U.S. Senate on Wednesday voted down the dueling proposals by margins that mirrored similar efforts the previous day and that had also failed to avert the shutdown. Senators rejected the Republican proposal to extend government funding until the 21st of November in a 55-45 vote. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Kushi and Madhes provinces, along with the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and few places of remaining provinces of hilly and Tarai regions. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kochi and Madhes provinces, along with the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 10th day of Dasain celebrated as Vijaya Dasami by receiving Tika and Jamara from elders. Prime Minister Sushila Karki visits homes of the families of those who lost their lives during Gen Z movement. Vehicle movement on BP Highway prohibited at night from today until October 7, and at least 45 people killed in Israeli strikes across Gaza since dawn. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.